And it doesn't matter what you decide to do, what particular career that you choose, your life purpose isn't attached to an identity, a job title, a role, who you work for, who you help, what you produce, or how much money you make. No matter what you do or don't do, if you are in alignment with Source Consciousness and you are living your highest joy, you are complete within your purpose and there is nothing else to do. I'm Dr. Satori Madrone, and I've spent nearly 30 years exploring the depths of human experience, from minds, bodies, and energies, to lives, and even businesses. As a fellow traveler on the path of personal and spiritual evolution, I'm driven to investigate the unfolding of greater awareness, elevated consciousness, and alignment with our divine nature. I've created the Master of Play with Dr. Satori podcast to be a playful adventure of discovering how to unlock a life filled with joy, freedom, love, abundance, and oh so much more. So if you're craving a more meaningful life, if you're yearning to ignite your inner spark and step into boundless opportunities and infinite possibilities, then join me for the ride. Are you ready to play? Hi there, Dr. Satori here, and welcome to the playground of joy and conscious evolution. Finding your life purpose, discovering your calling, or realizing what it is that you're meant to do is one of the most profound inquiries that you could explore, and it's one of the most frequently asked questions by those who are on the journey of personal development and spiritual evolution. Wondering about your life purpose is fundamentally tied to the question, "Why am I here?" since both purpose and reason for existence are rooted in intentionality. Asking why am I here implies that there is an intention for existing as a human on this planet. And the question, what's my life purpose, indicates that beyond existing, there is an intention or design for your personal life. This commonality of intention shows that there must be a consciousness behind the intending, and in this case, it is the Creator, Source, the Divine, God, or whatever name you choose for the creative energy that has intended, focused, or given its attention to the manifestation of your expression as a human. And since you are not separate from Source Consciousness, as you are one and the same, it is you who has intended to come into this physical body and explore your divinity through the realm of density and separation. Because as you evolve, grow, play, and become more within your individual human experience, Source also experiences becoming more. And as such, one purpose or an aspect of purpose is to simply exist on the planet. And by bringing your consciousness, your creative energy, and your light here, you have achieved your purpose. Another purpose is to drop all limitations, all judgment of yourself and others, so that you may awaken to who you are as a spark of the divine. And through this, you allow the high vibration of your divine nature to flow through you while you are here, to help elevate the consciousness of the collective, the planet, and the whole of creation. The purpose of releasing resistance and aligning with states of higher consciousness assists the collective in moving towards the potential of the Great Awakening, where limitation and separation in all forms are no longer part of the human experience. The highest purpose you could ever embody is to awaken to who you are as the all that is and to live fully within this knowing. And this journey of awakening includes the concept of purpose that so many inquire about. It's the question of how to figure out what to do and how to do it, so that they may make a difference while finding passion, fulfillment, and satisfaction in their chosen work or in other areas of their lives. So while all purpose is truly one purpose, and we will explore all components in today's episode, we will focus more specifically on the individual's quest for purpose and how to discover it. As children, we're often asked, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" This question is based on three misconceptions about purpose. First, it assumes that children not only have to wait until they are adults to become who they would like to be. Second, It implies that children should wish to be someone else other than who they are right now. And third, it presupposes that there is something out there that the child has full knowledge of wanting to do for the rest of their life, even though they haven't had the opportunities of life experience to figure out what that may be. Therefore, a better question would be to ask a child, "What are you most excited about right now?" What brings them joy in the present moment is the most accurate indicator of the child's alignment with their divine nature, which is the origin of their purpose. So let's say that the child responds that they are really interested in dinosaurs. The adult mind might future cast a life purpose and trajectory where the child becomes a paleontologist, because the mind is limited and may not know what other options exist for a grown-up dinosaur lover. And so the adult takes on the task of educating the child on what a paleontologist is, what the steps are to becoming one, the work involved in being a professional paleontologist, where a paleontologist works, how much they earn, and how many years it would take before the child could retire so that they could be happy and play once again. But none of these things matter or are even relevant to the child who is simply fascinated by dinosaurs. This fascination may continue, deepen, and eventually lead to a career as a paleontologist, but more likely, the child will quickly discover something else even more captivating that was realized because of their fascination with dinosaurs. And so instead of going down a rabbit hole of assigning meaning and purpose to having fun with dinosaurs, it's the enjoyment itself at the time it is experienced that is already a purpose fulfilled. Because purpose can be revealed fresh and new from moment to moment, presented as unique opportunities to express, create, and experience whatever you find to be delightful or meaningful to you at the time you encounter it. Now let's take this example and change it up a bit, and let me ask you a question. What are you most excited about right now? Because the answer to this hints at your life's purpose. And it doesn't matter what you're most excited about right now, because the object of excitement isn't where the juice is. Because whatever the thing is that lights you up isn't the point. It's that you are lit up with joy, inspiration, enthusiasm, eagerness, and the satisfaction that being excited brings. When you experience these high vibrational emotions, you allow the energy of creation to pour out of you, to flow into the environment of your body, the environment of all that surrounds you. And this high frequency allows other energies around it to be uplifted and to come into resonance with it. And when more energy moves into higher fields of frequency, it aligns with greater possibilities and opportunities in the field that are equal to the level of that frequency. In other words, if you are joyful, you provide an energetic field of joy that can lift up others around you, even if you and they are not aware of it. This field of joy is also a field of clarity, clarity of who you really are, which is joy itself. Therefore, if someone is focusing their attention on thoughts and feelings of a denser vibration or a lower consciousness, then the joy that you carry can become a light for them. This means that if they were experiencing hopelessness, fear, grief, despair, anger, or another vibration that brought them into a misalignment with who they are, then your being aligned with Source expands their opportunities to make a different choice. It's like they go from being in a dark room to having the light switched on. Once the light is switched on, they can see that they are in a room, they can see the way out, and they can choose to leave the room. In other words, joy has given them an opportunity that they did not have when they were trying to find their way in the dark. So, what if you could offer joy to everyone you meet? Or what if you could offer joy to the whole world, the earth, the animals, plants, bodies of water, and everything else on this planet? You can, and you already do, every time you are aligned with your divine nature by being in joy. The more that you can hold the frequency of joy, love, abundance, peace, freedom, and so on, the more intensely these energies expand to everyone and everything around you. And because you are an extension of the divine, as is everyone and everything, When you raise your vibration, it truly affects all of existence, and there is no greater purpose than this. So quite simply, joy is your purpose. Love is your purpose. Expansion is your purpose. Being free, peaceful, and abundant is your purpose. And the more aware you are of your consciousness, of the directions of your thoughts, your emotions, and your energy, and the more that you can sustain the frequency of high consciousness, the more you are an expression of your purpose. It is this desire to experience more of who you are, to expand into deeper experiences, and to help others do the same because of the light that you carry, that your purpose unfolds for you. It truly doesn't matter what it is that you choose to do in your life, whether as a career, job, hobby, calling, or in what way you choose to spend your time. Beyond loving what it is that you do, the hallmark of purpose is to love who you are being when you do it. And when you are in love with yourself, you exude love, express love, and all you do is a creation of love, which is a reflection of Source Consciousness. Pure love is who you are when you are not here in physical form. And because of this, it is what you seek while you are embodied. Even though we are in a dense reality, the spark of the divine within us calls to us, and we answer that call when we become more of who we are. It is this call that is the call of purpose. The specifics of what you choose to do are mainly a matter of personal preference, and there is no judgment about what you choose to do. Because your desires are built from your unique life circumstances, including what you create and the opportunities that are called to you. As a creator of your life, perhaps you have planted a seed of desire in another lifetime, and it's time for it to come into fruition in this lifetime. Or perhaps you were an artist, a teacher, a healer, an inventor, or something else across multiple lifetimes, and now you are drawn to make the same choice again. And again, it doesn't matter, because whatever you desire to do or feel called to do is an option for you. What will help you decide on which option will bring you the most joy, the most satisfaction, and fulfillment is whether you are choosing what to do based on your thoughts, beliefs, the beliefs of others, the feelings of lack or separation, or if you choose what to do based on your alignment with spirit. For example, if you believe that you should enter into a certain profession because that's what your family expects you to do, or that a certain career carries a certain level of esteem, then you are not aligned with your joy. Your decision to do something based on expectations, whether it's yours, someone else's, or even society's, is due to not feeling worthy or deserving to do what you love. Some may also choose a career based on feelings of lack, such as prioritizing a job that might be high-paying yet not fulfilling over a job that is enjoyable due to fears of not having enough money. So it's not really about the career or profession itself, it's about how aligned you are within it. And your life will be a reflection of the choices you make by bringing you more of who you are being. Life gives you feedback about the vibration that you are expressing. When you are living your purpose, you know it, because life continues to bring you even more love, even more joy, more ease and excitement in a myriad of unexpected and thrilling ways. And it doesn't matter what you decide to do, what particular career that you choose, your life purpose isn't attached to an identity, a job title, a role, who you work for, who you help, what you produce, or how much money you make. No matter what you do or don't do, if you are in alignment with Source Consciousness and you are living your highest joy, you are complete within your purpose and there is nothing else to do. Plus, your purpose isn't about finding the one thing that you love to do and to do it forevermore, although it may be this way for some. Maybe you feel called to work with plants at a garden center, then after some time you decide to decorate cakes at a bakery, and maybe you feel called to learn how to surf, volunteer to walk dogs at a shelter, clean out your garage and donate what you no longer need, and spend your mornings hanging out at a coffee shop where you meet interesting people and have inspiring conversations. And all of this leaves you feeling joyful and satisfied. If it brings you joy, then all of it is following your purpose. You are not only allowing yourself to be guided by what feels fresh and exciting and what amplifies your joy, but you are also not giving your attention to any self-critical thoughts about how you should spend your time, or feeling guilty that you're not doing something that society might view as more productive, worthwhile, or valuable. So, if you are drawn to a series of seemingly unrelated jobs or activities, know that you are never starting all over again when you seek to do something else. The skills you learn, the knowledge you gain, the light that you carry, those who you encounter, those who you learn from, and those who learn from you, all become part of your legacy, and it's never a waste of time to do anything. And it's never too late, you're never too old, and there's always enough time. By the way, the word legacy, according to the Etymology Online Dictionary, which I'll probably refer to in every episode, refers to an appointed group who is sent on a mission. You might think of this as the human collective who has answered the call of the oneness of Source to be here, now, and to participate in the mission of awakening to the divinity within through living your purpose and living on purpose. Before you entered into your physical body, you knew what the potentials would be for this lifetime, individually and as a collective. Together with your soul group, you chose your parents, your environment, the location, and the very second of your arrival. Not to learn specific lessons, not as in you failed a test and need to repeat it again or suffer the consequences. There is no failure, no mistakes, no punishment, and you can't get life wrong. It's about selecting and creating potentials for opportunities that, if you choose them, would create expansion and moving beyond patterns of resistance that may have dominated your past lifetimes. These potential opportunities are beautiful gifts of evolution that are woven into your life's path for you and by you, and they are also a part of your purpose. And yet, if you choose not to receive them in this particular lifetime, there's no judgment. Because time is a construct of physical density, you have forever to play, to explore, and to discover more of who you are. So prior to stepping into every lifetime, you have complete awareness that just being here in physical form, creating whatever you desire, and exploring the third, fourth, and fifth dimensional realities, or beyond if you choose, is purpose enough. Because you are already enough. You do not have any purpose that you must fulfill to be enough, to be worthy, deserving, or whole. So you might say, your mission is already accomplished time and time again as soon as you are born. What happens next is playtime. And the options of play are limitless. It's all about what you allow yourself to experience, who you allow yourself to become, and what you choose to express and discover within the manifestations of your life. You are the creator of your reality, your life, and the purpose and meaning that you give to your life. And the plan for your life, your destiny, is written by you. No one, not you, not God, the collective, or anyone else, has given you a task list that you must complete or a contract that you must fulfill. There is nothing to prove, so relax. Even if you live your entire life without ever feeling that you have found your purpose, that's okay. It's all okay. As individuals in physical bodies who have temporarily forgotten what it's like to be fully connected to Source and all that is, we have also forgotten that this one lifetime is not the beginning and end of our lives. The expression of who we are is not trapped inside of a linear timeline. It doesn't start with birth and it doesn't end with death. Rather, we exist and have always existed, and because there is no time, we aren't missing out on anything if we don't feel conscious alignment with purpose in this singular lifetime. Because there is more to our physical experiences than finding a particular purpose that unlocks a life of joy and satisfaction. Simply living with purpose, living your life with conscious awareness, the intention of living on purpose, is in itself the fulfillment of the greatest purpose. For the vibration that we are is carried with us across the veil and back again into the next and the next and the next lifetime. Our lives are a continuation of living, expressing, expanding, discovering, unfolding, and creating so we can relax with the knowing that there is no pressure to make any deadlines or figure anything out. Everything that we could possibly ever be, we already are. And if there were steps to finding your life purpose, here's what they would be. First, discover what brings you joy. If you are someone who doesn't know what feels joyful to you, it's because you need to drop into your heart to feel joy, which is step number two. As a society, we're conditioned to be guided by the mind and to view our intuition, our feelings, and emotions as unreliable. Actually, it's the opposite. The mind is unreliable at guiding us into our future because it cannot conceive of the unlimited possibilities that are available to us, and figuring out the future is not its job. It's not what the mind was designed for. The mind only knows what it knows based on past learning, which is limited. The mind sees where you are now, where you wish to be, and it creates a gap in between. And the mind can't fill in the gap because it doesn't have access to the puzzle pieces that are brought to you through synchronicity and a beautiful, benevolent plan that you can't begin to comprehend with the mind. But our sacred heart is the seat of our divine guidance system, the portal to the unlimited, the gateway to our connection with the I am presence of the field and the void of creation. So step number three is to stop trying to figure out what your purpose is, because you can't. You must feel your way to it. But as you do, and as you allow your heart and your joy to guide you, your purpose will unfold for you. The sentiment, you are here, is not only the place in which you find yourself, but the only place you ever need to be or ever can be. And you have help. Your spiritual support squad, aka your spirit guides, your higher self, your loved ones who have transitioned, and all aspects of you are dialed into you with the depth and precision that you could not imagine. While you are in the driver's seat of your experience, your team is like the navigational device that inspires you to make the most appropriate turn and tells you where to stop, what to do, and where to go. Just like when you start out on a road trip, you don't need to know every turn to take all at once. It would be too confusing, too overwhelming, and it would distract you from driving. Instead, you are given the most appropriate information just as you need it, so you can relax and allow the drive to flow smoothly, because the journey and the destination share the same purpose. Which is why step number four, the final step, is to be in joy. Allow the flow of inspiration to lead you, and your purpose will be revealed to you clearly, effortlessly, and in the most aligned and delightful way. And why do you feel so compelled to find a purpose anyway? It's because you are a creator, and you came here to create and to play. And as a master of play, when you feel compelled towards something, it's because you, as the creator, are calling it to you. So just relax and let go of any struggle, any need to know how you will find your purpose, when it will happen, and where you will find it. Because actually, you won't need to go and find your purpose. Your purpose finds you, and you will know when it does. So until next time, my friend, be playful and joyful, live fully, love unconditionally, and surrender to the divine oneness of your own being. And if you've enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure to subscribe to the Master of Play with Dr. Satori podcast and sign up for our newsletter at drsatorimadrone.com, where you'll discover all the ways that you can stay connected, learn about upcoming events, and how I can support you in your journey of awakening to all that you desire. It's your moment.